Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
Yeah, here we go. Fresh off of hosting the American Music Awards on Monday night, Jennifer Lopez took to Instagram to announce the dates and details of her new Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. The upcoming run of shows is titled Jennifer Lopez Up All Night Live in Las Vegas, and the residency will feature four performances starting the week of New Year's Eve on December 30th and 31st, and also January 2nd and January 3rd, with eight additional shows scheduled throughout March 2026. Surprise, J-Lovers, we're back. Lopez wrote, I'm doing a residency in Las Vegas. Join me for Up All Night Live in Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. Lopez previously had a successful Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, and that one was called Jennifer Lopez All I Have. It had 120 shows, and it went from 2016 to 2018. It made over $100 million. A variety of pre-sale offers run from June 2nd through June 5th, with a general on sale starting on Friday, June the 6th.
Okay.
So she is doing her thing. Okay, J-Lo. Now, NSYNC, did you hear about them doing some reunion or anything like that? There's been some rumors. And, well, Joey Fatone says that people keep coming up to them and asking them, you know, can we finally have an NSYNC reunion? But he says you have to wait a little bit longer. It's technically not in the works yet. He says that him and his former bandmates, they haven't technically all gotten together to talk about it, he says, because the five of us all need to get together. And that day has not happened yet. Everybody is everywhere in the world, and I think it's more important to get everybody in person as opposed to just doing a chat or a phone call. People always think how easy it is just to get on the phone and talk about it, but there's a lot of things that have to go into this, a lot of commitment and a lot of time, and right now everybody has families, and most of us have kids.
You know what's funny is that doesn't have anything to do with them doing a reunion, but
I would freak out, by the way. Like, I would be in the front row screaming my head off.
I think everybody of our generation was all NSYNC fans, whether they want to admit it or not. But you know what's funny? When we were on the cruise, they did karaoke nights. They actually had a karaoke club on the cruise.
Nice.
So they would do like a different time slots. They do like, you know, adult karaoke, and then they do like kids karaoke, and then they do like all ages family karaoke, and it'd be like different times, you know, like during the night or whatever. It was a karaoke club. And the one night we went there to see, like, and then they did like a game show, finish the lyrics or something. So we were going to that. Well, we got there early because we wanted to get a spot. And at that time, they were doing the kids karaoke, and they were like younger kids. But one of the younger kids, they were singing NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Oh my God.
And I was thinking to myself, like, that's crazy how the little kid knew that song.
Knew that song. Yeah, that's because they're parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, you would think, oh, all kids are NSYNC. No, they don't.
No.
Not nowadays.
But if their parents, it's whatever music their parents are into.
Yeah.
All right, so all of my kids are going to be Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Boyz II Men, NSYNC, like all the things, because that's what I listen to on repeat.
Wow.
Stevie B.
Crazy. Crazy. But it was funny. Like, they, I mean, that,
I love it.
That little kid was singing, Bye, Bye, Bye. Yeah. I'm like, what? Wow.
Did you sing?
I didn't sing, but I knew the words.
You knew the words.
Yeah.
You were lip syncing. Wow. And then Diddy. Quick update on this trial.
Yes.
So he is continuing to make the headlines. Yesterday, his former assistant, Capricorn Clark, delivered explosive testimony alleging that Diddy once showed up at her home with a gun, enraged over his ex-girlfriend Cassie and the relationship that she was having with Kid Cudi. Clark also described a freak-off and different parties involving sex workers and claim that Diddy kept a list of Hollywood enemies. The trial, which began earlier this month, is expected to last about 6 to 8 weeks. And as we know, he has pleaded not guilty to all charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking. Legal experts are suggesting and saying that it's unlikely that he will testify in his own defense due to the risk of cross-examination. And The View is experiencing a significant change this week as co-host Sunny is absent from the panel due to a major family milestone. Her absence has led to discussions about the show's dynamics and how the remaining hosts are adjusting. Fans and viewers are speculating about the future direction of the talk show. And Kylie Jenner has reportedly expressed feelings of insecurity regarding her boyfriend and the steamy on-screen scenes. The couple has been in the spotlight since confirming their romance last September. My sources close to Jenner are suggesting that she is just grappling with the public nature of his intimate roles. Oh, that might be hard if you are with somebody who has to play with these sexy scenes and they're acting.
Yeah, it
might be hard to see that.
I think we've talked about that before.
So it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people can handle. I guess you got to be built for
but
that.
She is starting to express some insecurity over it.
Is it insecurity or is it just like, I don't know if I'm into that?
Well, that's what she says.
842.
She doesn't like it.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. We'll continue on the way.